Hello. Hi. We're going to get started. Our afternoon lunch speaker probably needs no introduction at all, but please help me to welcome Ben Johnson, who's the executive director of AILA in Washington, D.C. Before being at AILA, he served as the executive director of the American Immigration Council and has been practicing for an incredibly long time and is very knowledgeable. So we are very lucky to have Ben here and give us his insight into what's going to happen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me back to be part of this conference. It is always a great conference. I'm not sure why I get invited back. I think it's because it's like a dig, because they know that all of my Texas family went to A&M, and I have to stand up. So Giga Maggie's right here. Anyway, so it is always great to be here, despite that tension in my life. And I've been told that I can't be too depressing, so that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But I'm trying not to be depressing and talking about the politics and policy of immigration. And I'm really going to be digging into, for those of you that were for the 9:15 panel this morning, they talked a lot about, you know, shifting attitudes on immigration and all of that, and that's really what I'm going to try to dig into, and a lot less of the threat, although I am going to talk a little bit about the threat. Let's see, how do I do it this way? Okay, so it is almost impossible to overstate the impact that immigration is having on politics right now, and really has been having on politics over these last at least 8 years. Immigration, as we, at one point when I moved to Washington, D.C. way back in late 1990s, the desire was, hey, we got to get our issue onto the front page. We got to make sure people understand immigration and how important it is to reform our system. And now all I want is get it off of the front page. So be careful what we ask for in immigration. Immigration has become the most important issue in this current election. And it's also the most divisive. So what you can see on this chart I'm showing you, I think it comes out okay. I can't move mine. As you can see, the numbers of people that, you know, across the board, across party lines, immigration is emerging as the thing that is the critical issue in the election. But for Republicans in particular, which is that red line, it is the issue that is the most important thing, the most motivating, most divisive issue for the election. And it hasn't always been that way. You can see that, you know, over time, it certainly has you know, gone up dramatically from... Am I allowed to put this on this? Can I do this? All right. So you can see it's gone up dramatically from, you know, 2022. It's come down a little bit. I think that does relate to the fact that the numbers at the border are a little bit better. You know, it had been bad in 2018, 2019 in terms of the intensity of this issue driving elections. Because let's be clear, when immigration is driving elections, it's rarely for a good thing. It is almost always framed in the context of fear and anxiety. So why is this? What's fueling the current immigration debate? I think it's probably obvious to a lot of us in this room, but I'll say that out loud. It has been 8 years of relentless demonization and disinformation. And it's just not a recent thing. This has been building for a long time. The rhetoric about immigration is it's also almost impossible to overstate how ugly it has gotten. You have now people yelling at the president during State of the Union speeches, you know, throwing this anger at politicians at every corner, and it's really shaped how people think about immigration, and it's caused a lot of nonstop media coverage of the issue. Whether it's good coverage or bad coverage, it's always being talked about. And then you've got, I think, to amplify it in the current environment, an enormous amount of political gamesmanship happening around immigration. One is the chaos caused by the busing of migrants. That was really, quite frankly, transformative in some key areas for this issue. The decision to purposefully create chaos by shipping migrants to Democratic cities, blue cities, and Which, and the horrible thing about this is that if that had been done in a coordinated, collaborative way, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now. The problem we have seen at the border, and I'll talk more about it later, it was and is a solvable problem.